Hey, we're back. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoors and Radio Show. And, well, the conversation off the air was a little bit amusing. Well, as we left last time, I was telling you, what does this have to do with the outdoors? We're talking about weather, of course. Weather affects everything. Weather affects fishing. Weather affects hunting. And, you know, weather affects the crops, which affect, you know, all that. But I talked about this study that came out just this week, the from the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. And I'd like to just share a little bit with you because years ago when climate change was making the rounds, before it was found to be a fraud, a lot of the conservation organizations jumped on the bandwagon, you know, because they knew there was going to be some money going out there to prevent, educate, whatever. So they got on the bandwagon and they formed this kind of a little coalition about, you know, climate change coming, and all the major conservation groups were part of this deal and how it would affect wildlife management. It was all a Washington-based thing. But here we have our Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. And the reason I bring this up is because this was noted on a press release from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. In the same press release, or the same series of press releases that came out with the bear season update, okay? So that's why I'm bringing it to you. A majority of Marylanders believe climate change poses a public health threat. Now listen to this. Maryland Department of Natural Health and Mental Hygiene, in conjunction with the something called the Climate Communication Consortium of Maryland and George Mason University, released the results of the first comprehensive survey of Maryland residents to find out what they think about the public health impacts of climate change. Now, it doesn't say what the questions were, but I sure would like to see them. The survey was conducted in part to help the department understand public attitudes about health and their environment, and particularly about two important environmental changes occurring today: climate change and changes in the energy picture of the state and nation. Okay. First of all, I disagree with the premise that that there are two important environmental changes. Okay. Climate change. First of all, global warming has been disproven, found to be a fraud. The temperature of the earth hasn't changed in, who knows, decades. But more than half of Marylanders, 52%, believe people in the United States are being harmed by climate change. I wonder what the question was. A majority of Marylanders believe that respiratory problems, injuries from storms or other extreme weather events, and heat stroke will become more common because of climate change. Haven't we had storms from the beginning of time? Some severe, some not. Some of the storms that are said to be severe because of our 24/7 news coverage probably would have gone unnoticed. Oh, well, that's my comment. I'm going to give you a quote here. Marylanders understand that climate change is real, and that it is already impacting our communities and our families. The results of this survey make clear that the people of our state are ready to make the better choices necessary to reduce our carbon footprint, improve air quality, invest in clean technology, create green jobs, and protect our health and the health of our children. Who do you think said that? Let me list that in one statement, in one sentence. The results of this survey make it clear that the people of our state are ready to make the better choices necessary to A, reduce our carbon footprint, more taxes, improve air quality, more taxes, invest in clean technology, more taxes, create green jobs, more taxes, and protect our health and the health of our children. Let's throw some money at the problem. Survey results provide insight for policymakers. That would be elected officials, public health officials, and the public about Maryland's response to climate change and energy needs. As described in the survey report, many people identify threats to health as one of the most important consequences of climate change. Marylanders are already taking personal action to prepare for extreme weather events. Yeah, you go inside when it's too hot to be outside. If it's going to storm, you take shelter inside. If it's thundering and lightning, you put an umbrella up. That's what you do to prepare for extreme weather events. If it snows, you dig yourself out or stay off the roads. Oh, my gosh. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Why is it on the Department of Natural Resources press release page? Let's talk to Mark in Towson.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
How's Mark, the voice of reason?
Well, it's on their page because if you follow the money trail, there's something in it for them.
Well, yeah,
I know. It's all part of the government, let's face it.
Yeah, I know.
The period from 1300 to 1850, 550 years, is known as, this is an open book test, the Little Ice Age.
That's
550 years.
The Little Ice Age. Absolutely,
yeah,
correct.
Most of that time was preceded the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, it did.
And there weren't many human beings alive either at
right.
that time.
Right.
It was a natural process, but it was really cold.
Yep.
For 163 years thereafter, until the last 16, when you're right, there's been no increase in temperature.
Right.
But for 163 years after the Little Ice Age, the climate changed.
Yes, it
got
did.
Warmer.
Yes, it did.
And that's why we say that was the Little Ice Age as opposed to still being in it.
Right.
Does climate change? Obviously it does.
Occasionally, yes.
Is it man-made?
No.
Perhaps.
What?
An insignificant part of it is, mostly, man doesn't cause volcanoes to erupt and put hundreds of tons of ash into the air.
Right.
Which changes the reflectance of, it doesn't change.
That's right.
You, being a hunter, know what magnetic declination is.
Yes.
When the amount of solar radiation reaching the Earth because of the magnetosphere changing in intensity, that's not man-made.
No.
But it will absolutely change the climate.
Sure it will. Yep.
But the problem is you and I are not the smart ones here. We're the ones who are not making money off this thing.
Ah, there you go.
Dealing with the facts is not helpful. Look at Al Gore. The guy with the wandering
hand
problem.
Millions and millions and millions and millions.
He has more money than you and I have
by
ever dreamed
by
of.
Propagating, by propagating a hoax. You're absolutely right. To the 52% of the gullible people in Maryland that think climate change is real.
Yeah.
Well,
climate change is real. That it is man-made is not real.
That's right.
But that's where the money is.
But how do we reduce our carbon footprint, Mark?
Don't get me started.
How do we improve air quality? How do we invest in clean technology? How do we create green jobs? Haven't these programs failed pretty much? And here we are. Here we are this week talking about it again in Maryland.
Because that's where the money is.
50.
The reality is the greatest stewards of the natural environment are farmers and hunters.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Because nobody else appreciates the value of a clean, safe environment than
right.
we do. We're the people who are not dumping PCBs and doing everything else.
That's exactly right. Thank you. All right, Mark.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
There he goes. Andy, Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. Hey, we're talking about the Susquehanna River and the silt, just coincidentally.
Yeah.
On Pat McDonough's show last Saturday night, I happened to listen, and there were two gentlemen there, one from Rock Hall, been in the seafood business for 40 years.
Yeah.
Town mayor and official, and another guy. And they were talking about just that Susquehanna, that containment reservoir behind it has never been dredged.
Mm-mm.
Overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the north side of the dam used to be like 130 feet deep. Now it's 15.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I knew it used
to. Well, I mean, I don't, you know, it's the same thing over Back River, but all that just flows down. And then recently when we had a big storm, a real big storm, they figured that it washed out 20 years of silt. So it covers the oyster bars and all the grass.
Right.
And they dredge all these channels and everything and, you know, redo these islands, but nobody wants to touch that. They just want to put a rain tax on and Band-Aid approaches, and most of it's all greed, just like this, global warming thing here.
Unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, yep. Chrisfield, you know, they didn't rebuild that town dock yet. All that
Not aid, yet, nope.
All that aid that was supposed to go down there got all tied up in red tape.
Yep, I'm shocked.
And I used to spend, I covered the shore for 30 years as a salesman, and the people were very loyal, especially in Chrisfield.
I like people in Chrisfield.
Yeah, yeah, I used to leave the boat there and fish down there, and I went, one time a motor had to be replaced, and a guy named Les Corbin, an older guy, I went crab scraping with him early in the morning through the grass. And there were shrimp in there and fish and everything and all. And I learned a lot about that, but I don't know what's going on now. I know there's still some grass there. And I understand down Tangier, the tourists have kind of taken it over, and the watermen can't use the town dock.
Wow, I don't know about that. But.
Yeah, it's us talking to a friend of mine that, you know, went down there. Well, that way of life, I guess, is kind of slowly fading away.
Right.
Yeah. You know. But they did say, you know, this year they got three more times as many oysters in the Eastern Bay Area as they had been getting.
Maybe. It was a great oyster year. Great.
Yeah, what was in the past, but
Yep. So.
Yeah. I talked to some of the captains. They're catching a lot of perch and hardheads and spot
mm-hmm.
in the Eastern Bay.
Yep.
But
all right, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andy.
All righty.
Take care. See you, buddy. Bye bye. There he goes. Ken Hamden, how you doing? Then we'll take a break. How you doing, Ken?
What's up, bud?
You tell me.
If we are, you know, the whole economy is based on petrochemicals, first off. We don't even need them. That's the problem. And look at the way we pollute our environment. You know, they're talking about, look at all the pharmaceuticals we dump in the drains showing up in our drinking water now and how we're polluting the sky and the atmosphere. They showed a thing on TV the other day in Beijing, China, and people had to spend millions of dollars to have special tents for the kids to play in at school and all. The air so bad there. People have to wear masks to breathe outside. The air so bad. It's cold. Burning coal and everything.
So, what's your solution?
We got to, you know.
No, what's your solution?
We have to move. Hey, I'm saying we have alternative energy and perpetual motion machines and all. They just don't want us to have it because of
why?
All the politicians all have all money wrapped up in oil company stocks. That's why.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got to take it off the market.
Right.
Had a car at 90 miles an hour in the 20s or 30s with free electricity through the air.
Really?
Yeah. The man said he channeled aliens. That's how he learned to do it. If he said that, I believe the man. Tesla's one of the smartest men ever to live.
Who?
Tesla.
Who? Tesla. Oh, Tesla. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the smartest men ever to live. If you read about him, like I say, he had a car 80, 90 miles an hour in the 30s that ran off electricity free through the air. The only problem he had, the electric motor got hot and he had to put a fan on there to cool that motor.
Hmm.
Just like the guy that had the car that ran on water. There was a guy that had the car that ran on water. He said for $1,700 he could put this thing on any gas engine and make it run on water. Comes out of a restaurant, drops dead. They said he had a brain aneurysm.
Hmm.
And they were getting ready, and he had just get ready to start mass producing his vehicle.
So what? Tell me what you're. Tell me exactly what you're saying. You're saying that man has come up with the technology to run its vehicles on electricity out of the air, on water, and on perpetual motion, but the powers that be won't let that happen because they're heavily invested into petrochemicals.
That's what's wrong.
That's it.
They make billions of dollars off the petrochemical industry, the pharmaceutical industry.
What did you say about aliens?
Well, Tesla said that he channeled aliens. That's where he learned to do the technology and most of the things that he did.
Okay.
You know, and if he did, he did. I believe the man. Just like if
sure.
The same thing with Hitler. He had people that worked for him that said they channeled aliens, that told him certain things and technologies and everything.
Yeah.
You either believe it or you don't believe
it. Well, Ken, what do you do for a living?
Well, believe it or not, I deliver car parts.
Deliver car parts.
But I read continuously. I took a test for the military to say my IQ is above normal. I'm just not that good at math. I don't like math too much.
Right.
But I'm telling you, if you look.
So basically, your living is based on the petrochemical in industry as well.
But I'm saying, look at how we.
But no, but I'm saying your industry, your income is based on the propagation of petrochemicals. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay. Just want to clear that up.
But what I'm saying is, if you look how we pollute our environment, we're polluting ourselves. And just like
Ken,
one out of 10 people you meet today, eight of them are on some kind of antidepressant.
Ken,
one out of 8 people you meet, it's a billion-dollar industry.
Ken,
yes.
Do you believe that you channel aliens?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
All right. All right. I'm going to ask you one more question. I'm going to let you go.
All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
To you, do faces come out of the rain?
Say that again?
Do faces come out of the rain?
Do faces come out of the rain?
Yeah, you think about that one. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Time for me to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Diamond Jim, you know, he's out there swimming around in the Chesapeake Bay. It's a tagged rockfish. And he's worth $20,000. All you have to do is go fishing. If you catch a rockfish with a bright green spaghetti tag hanging out of his belly, well, you grab that fish, you put it in your cold box, and when you get to a phone, you call, or when you have grab your cell phone, you call that number on that spaghetti tag, and you say, I just caught a fish with a green spaghetti tag. Did I catch Diamond Jim? Somebody will check your fish. They'll check it against the numbers. And you know what? You might just have won $20,000. Hey, not a bad consolation prize either if you catch one of the imposters. It's $500. And if you're lucky to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or even a crab, certify your catch, you're in the contest. You could win great prizes. That's right, like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. There are 60 species of fish in Maryland, in the freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. That's right. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction. You can win a Ford Raptor or or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family, too. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for details.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in
my... Having fun yet, Pat? Huh? Oh, really? again, conversations off the air that you folks will never find out about. Well, we got a good answer here from our buddy John, who sent me an email called, you know, the subject line is global warming. He said, I live in a 100-year-old farmhouse, his family home, so we don't have AC. When it gets this hot, guess what we do? We turn on a fan and we drink cold liquids. Now, I don't share this secret with everyone, but it works. Sometimes when I'm outside working in the yard and it's hot and I come in and get a cool drink, yep, I'm a genius. How did we survive as a species, ladies and gentlemen? Honest to God, how did we survive these thousands of years as a species, as the human race, and allow ourselves to get caught up in this nonsense, in these fake arguments, in these fake scientific premises? Excuse me, carbon dioxide is not a pollution. It is not a greenhouse gas. I exhale carbon dioxide, and so do you. Guess what? Plants inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. We breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. God created a perfect system. And so far, the human race has its little pockets of places where it's made things pretty nasty and dirty, i.e. Baltimore's Inner Harbor, where they just had a fish kill yesterday of milky, greenish-white, gooey water coming from the Jones Falls, blorping into the Inner Harbor, our jewel of our tourism efforts here in the city of Baltimore, killing fish and people going, ew, look, there's dead fish in the harbor. Wonder why that happened. Well, maybe it's all that crap that flowed in there from God knows where, what chemical spill, what pollution, what sewage spill, what somebody dumped in the water. There's no oxygen, but hey, let's get the Maryland Department of the Environment out there and explore the reason. But our vision is to be able to swim in the Inner Harbor by 2020. Pat, would you swim in the Inner Harbor? I didn't think you would. I think I'd like to keep my extremities. You know, the tips of my fingers and my toes and whatever else. Yeah, I don't want to see them rotting off after an hour swim in the Inner Harbor. Yeah, that would be floating in the harbor. That's right. Exactly right. Good grief. Yes. Oh. Folks, I didn't mean for this to be an environmental show today, but hey, you got to call me. Want to talk about fishing, crab, and hunting? That's what I want to talk about. How did we wander so far afield? Well, maybe it's like Mark Lampe said. The only people that really are concerned about the environment are farmers and hunters. Farmers and hunters. Yep. Talk to a guy who has a horse farm. Has five different inspectors show up over the course of about 6 months. One's inspecting this, one's inspecting that, one's inspecting this, one's inspecting that. I can't imagine the regulations that the modern farmer has to put up with, the paperwork he has to fill out to, you know, for all the environmental concerns, all the regulations he has to abide with. And then the people that enforce these things, oh my gosh. Let's not get into a discussion about that. Please, somebody call me with a fishing call. Please, somebody call me about crabbing. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. We got about a half hour left. Let's talk about nothing but fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Anything you want. How about this? I eliminated the third groundhog in my yard this year. Yeah, my little quarter-acre lot. I've had two of them under my shed, and one of them came from under the neighbor's fence the other day and showed up in my yard. So we set the trap for that one and took care of that as well. So live traps, I'll tell you, I've been using them for a couple of years. Great thing if you want to get rid of groundhogs and raccoons, possums, and that kind of critters. But you gotta remember that there's only one thing you can do with those pests. Yeah, you can't take them out and release them. That's illegal, especially the vector species for rabies. You have to euthanize them. 22 short and top of the head, that does a good job of euthanizing them. That is always a good method. But you got to get rid of them. You can't turn them loose somewhere. You can't take them out to Liberty Reservoir or, you know, down some back road and turn them loose. No. Not allowed. That just creates a problem for somebody else. So you got to be willing to take that step. So anyway, groundhogs. Great bait for groundhogs, apples and or cantaloupe. They love all of that, anything sweet. Let's talk to John in Baltimore City. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Well, I've been wanting to call you for some time.
I'm glad you did.
Tell you about a trip that I went on one time.
Have at it.
A club I used to belong to over in Hamden in the late 60s, or early 70s.
Yep.
We used to charter boats and... there was a guy named, we called him Captain Crosby.
Okay.
He was out of Kent Narrows.
Okay.
And this one particular trip we went on, we used to be probably five of us that used to go on this thing.
Yeah.
And we weren't catching any fish. And then all of a sudden, he hit a school of rockfish. And I caught a 24-and-a-half pounder.
Wow.
Another one of the guys caught a 24-and-a-half pounder, and at the end of the day, we caught six rockfish that weighed 96 pounds.
Man, that's a pretty good average, brother.
And that's the only thing we caught all day long.
Well, that was worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, man.
I took that thing home, and what a struggle it was for me to even cut the head off of that thing. It was so big that I couldn't even put it in my freezer. I had to take it over to my mother-in-law, and she put it in her freezer. And the whole family got together, and we baked that thing and ate it.
Oh, man. And how was it?
Oh, terrific.
There you go.
I'm telling you, what a trip that was.
I guess. Well, cool. Well, John, I sure appreciate you calling me and sharing that story with you.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. You take care.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. There he goes. Eddie in Rosedale. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, hello. I was just trying to get back with you where you were saying, would anybody swim into the harbor?
Yeah, would you?
Okay. I was just calling you to let you know. I used to live down Fells Point as a boy,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up in that neighborhood, and all my friends used to go down there on trains and jump off in the harbor.
Eddie, I'm talking about now.
Oh, yeah, that was like 35 years
ago. Well, sure, but would you swim in the harbor now?
Oh, I doubt it. I mean, last time I seen that harbor, it was black. I mean, it didn't look green like it did back then.
It was light green. It was light greenish gray yesterday.
Oh, well, it was greenish. I mean, all of us used to go down on them old piers and jump off on them and play, you know, IT and stuff as kids and play and and, you know, jump in a harbor and swim.
Yeah, well, I understand. I mean, I used to swim in the Chesapeake Bay when I come down here as a kid and go out on my uncle's boat. We went out East Baltimore and go out in the bay, and I'd swim out there and swim around the boat, and he'd watch me like a hawk all the way through, but I was a good swimmer, and I didn't mind swimming in the bay and had a lot of fun.
We used to catch a ton of crabs on them piers back in them days.
Back in those days?
It was a crab.
Yeah, I know. But
you can go down there and see them hanging on the poles.
Yeah.
And everything else. So.
Yep. Gotcha. All right, yeah. Brother.
Okay, man.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. All right. Don, hang on. Vince, hang on. We want to get your calls, but we do got to squeeze a break in here. So it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number, write it down, 410-242-6108. If you love to crab, they've got all the crabbing supplies you could need, want, or imagine. If you like to fish, same thing, from panfish to rockfish, all the way. Rod and reel repair. They'll spool a fresh line on your reels. For archery, they've got Parker bows and crossbows. They've got Kota bow crossbows, all the arrows, all the accessories for deer hunting. They got a great selection of knives. They have hunting and fishing licenses. Don't forget about their firearms, shotguns, rifles, muzzle loaders, including Thompson Center muzzle loaders, Browning, the new A5 Browning. That's right. The humpback is back. And handguns for, you know, just shooting fun, home protection, self-protection, and ammunition. They've got that, too. Gunsmithing services, scope mounting and bore sighting, gun repairs. It's it. Your full-service shop. Clyde Sports Shop in 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 242-6108 is the phone number. The fishing hotline is 410-247-FISH, 247-3474. The website is ClydeSports.com. Go see them. You'll enjoy it.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Hey, summer's the time for picnics, family get-togethers, and camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, cold, juicy watermelons. You know, man, why don't you try some good old corn on the cob from Schillinger's? Throw it in there with your crabs and steam them up. That's right. I'd like to recommend Papa John's Farm. At their enormous produce farm, they're own tasty, super sweet corn. They grow right there, and homegrown tomatoes are ready. There's squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans and cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, juicy watermelons. Papa John's Farm, located I-97, exit 12. That's I-97 at exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Phone number, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. That phone number is 410-969-8810. If you need some corn for a family reunion, if you need some corn and tomatoes for a get-together, a church deal, well, visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It will grow on you.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Most investors know that Uncle Sam makes you pay taxes on most withdrawals from retirement accounts, and many investors assume their state will tax that money too, but it's not necessarily true. Retirees who live in one of the seven states without income tax are off the hook. For the rest of us, taxes vary from state to state. Some states don't tax retirement account withdrawals at all. Others exempt a partial amount from taxation. It generally depends on the state you live in when you take the money out of your account. Most states do not let you deduct money you put into a retirement account, but the trade-off is that those states generally don't tax the money when you take it out. Others only make you pay taxes if you take the money out early. For example, Pennsylvania residents who withdraw money from retirement accounts before age 59 and a half will have to pay up. To avoid tax penalties, you can move to a state that does not tax retirement fund withdrawals, but you may have to provide proof of residency first. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Let's talk to Don in Stony Beach and then Vince in his car. Good morning, Don. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Allen. Certainly a pleasure talking to you. Love the show and your website and the magazine.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I'm sitting here. It's very coincidental you played Making a Living the Old Hard Way. I'm sitting here watching a commercial crabber.
Yep.
And he's guiding that boat and dipping crab after crab after crab.
Good for him. I hope he fills it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's been out there almost every day, and he's been staying out there longer and longer every day, it seems like.
Yeah, good. Trot lining, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, good. Okay.
And, well, I'd like to give you a little report.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay. I visited Locust Point this week.
Okay.
In the Hall Street, there's a pier, and the local guys were just catching crab after crab after crab.
Good.
And I know the guys at the fireboat station, they've been dipping. Well, there's a lot of them up there on the Pollens.
Right.
We had a little fishing trip out of Stony Beach last week.
We
went out to White Rocks, huge white perch.
Good.
We put out 30 traps.
Yep.
Like three dozen very, very nice, heavy, sweet crabs.
Oh, baby.
Brought them back and steamed them up in the yard.
Let's hope it's all starting to go a little bit late this year, but let's hope it's all turning around.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of fun out there.
That's good.
We visited the gentleman down at Mr. Fishbones yesterday.
Oh, did you? Good.
Loaded up.
Yeah, did you talk to Bud himself?
Yes.
Good. He's a nice guy.
Looking for that knee surgery.
Oh, yeah. He can't wait, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And Clyde's is another place that we visited. Very nice people. And, you know, I like going up there just hanging out a little bit.
Yep, me too.
There's a white perch tournament down at Boulevard Park today.
Okay.
Road.
Okay.
That starts, 6 to 2.
Okay.
Took the boys out fishing, as I mentioned. Had a good day. One of them got a treble hook caught in his arm.
Okay.
We had to go get a little surgery to get it out. It was in there pretty deep.
You apparently didn't listen to the show early enough about 3 weeks ago when I talked about popping a hook out.
Yeah, well, I don't think I could have done that. I'm an ex fire chief EMT.
Well, I'll explain the technique here real quick because we need to get to Vince and we got to take another break before the end of the show. You got a treble hook in your arm or your foot or your finger or whatever. Take a strong piece of line, like a wire leader or something like that, and run it through the bend of the hook. Press the eye of the hook down into the, you know what I'm saying? Did he have one or two hooks in his arm?
One.
Okay. You could have done this. You could have cut the other barbs off, okay? Press the eye of the hook down so that it raised the flesh up there where the hook stuck in, and you can snatch it right out of there. Just give it a quick hard jerk, boom, and everything comes out. When you push the eye down, and the hook that's in the flesh, raises up, and you snap it, it brings that barb right out through the wound channel where it went in.
Mm.
And you can get it right out of there with very little damage and surgery and a bill.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that.
It went pretty easy once we got in there. The PA yanked it right out.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So, all right, cool.
Hey, well, look, again, really enjoy it. And we enjoy the Pasadena Sports Fishing Group.
Okay.
A bunch of nice people they are over there.
Indeed. Hey, Don, okay. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Vince in his car. Good morning, Vince. Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You were talking about the environmental thing, and that somehow I ended up on moveon.org.
Why?
Mailing list. No, I was going to get rid of it, but then the old adage, keep your friends close, your enemies
yeah,
closer.
I got you, yeah.
So I kind of do it just to monitor them. But there's a lady that was filing a petition against Tony Pan on Channel 11.
Yeah.
And he said that he doesn't believe in global warming, and she wanted to put a petition together to force him to believe in it.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm just saying, this is pretty nutty anyway, but and part of her rationale was, I've been around for 20 years, and the weather is different now than when I was younger.
Right.
Which is like a blink in the eye of the...
Yeah, exactly.
they don't think about anything. It's all about me.
Right.
All four of it's me,
Wow.
Back to DNR, and you were talking about euthanizing a groundhog or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had box trap that I was getting rid of stuff, and I called up DNR or one of the people in animal control, and I'm like, okay, where I live in Middle River, you cannot discharge a firearm.
Right.
And so I asked the guy, I said, and you're also not supposed to take them somewhere else.
Nope.
So I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And he says, well, just, shoot it in the head. I said, wait a minute. I just said,
right.
I can't do that.
Right.
And then he came back around and said, well, discreetly do this and that. And I'm like, it's still illegal.
Right.
So it's kind of an odd conundrum that you end up in. So I said, what do you want me to take them down to the river and toss them in and drown them? Oh, no, you can't do that. I'm like, well, what are you supposed to do? Just let them go and run around your house again?
I know. Yep. I just handle that very discreetly, like you said, and
I understand that.
And my neighbors know me, and they understand, and it's not a big deal. So
I got it. But
because I'll tell you, they don't like groundhogs under their sheds either, and they don't like raccoons running around. They're, in their yards and threatening their outside animals and everything else with the potential that's there. So, yeah, is what it is.
I understand.
All right, buddy.
This is crazy that they, have rules that conflict with each other.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep. Well, you know, you could always put a blanket over. You could always put a blanket over it and drop it in the local waterway, and that takes care of it.
Yes, it would.
So, all right.
All right.
Thanks. See you. Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I have got to take another break and tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We just ticked off everything they do. We listed everything a little while ago that they do. If you like to fish, if you like to hunt, if you are interested in home protection or personal protection, Clyde Sports Shop is the place to go. If you're a bow hunter, if you're a sports shooter, if you're a pan fisherman, if you're a crabber, if you're a waterfowl hunter, if you're a deer hunter, if you're a small game hunter, if you're an upland bird shooter, if you like panfish or rockfish or sunfish, it's all there. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The website is ClydesSports.com, two S's in the middle. Fishing Hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH is the Fishing Hotline at Clyde Sports Shop. Along those lines, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. Diamond Jim is a tagged rockfish. If you catch him, he's worth $20,000. But he's got a couple hundred imposters out there in the bay, too. They're each worth $500. So if you catch a rockfish, by any means, within the recreational fishing regulations, I mean by live spot or trolling or chumming, and you catch that rockfish with a bright green, great, I'll say it right here in a second, a bright green spaghetti tag in its belly, well, bring that fish on board, put him in the cold box, and call DNR. Call the number on the little tag there. You'll be able to read it. You might just have caught a $20,000 rockfish. That's right. So you can check your fishing rule book, you can check with your local citation center, your license agent, or you can go online to www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. It's that easy to get the Maryland Fishing Challenge. All you got to do is catch a citation-sized fish, one of 60 species in Maryland, and check out all the details on the Maryland Fishing Challenge for 2013. Now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Are you feeling lucky? Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships, archery shoots, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction. You can win a Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family too. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for details.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mm-hmm. Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. It just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blame this old man for making him mean as a snake.
I do want to kill an alligator. I'm not shy about telling you. I want to kill an alligator. Yes, it was. And I don't know why I thought about that, but yeah, maybe your song inspired me to tell you that. I'm going to do that someday. I watched Bob Folkrot on Winchester Legends last night shoot a 14-foot crocodile in Africa. Now, on that same trip, Maryland comes into play because a friend of mine, Dale Gertz, was on the same trip with Bob Folkrot with Warthog Safaris. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. Shot a lion with a bow and arrow. A male lion, 18 yards. Shot the lion, double-lunged the lion, which means he shot through both lungs in the lion. The lion was lying down, and he shot it, and it kind of got up on its hind legs, and he knew that it was a good hit. You know, the lion was obviously hurt and was getting ready to expire, and the professional hunter said, reload. Well, he put another arrow in. He said, shoot again. And he shot the lion again, same spot. Now he knows the lion's mortally wounded and it's not going anywhere. All they had to do was back up, get out of there, and watch the lion. Reload. Now, this is Dale Gertz, a friend of mine. Okay, Dale said when he pulled the third arrow out of the bow quiver, the lion saw him and immediately charged. Immediately. Now, the lion's already only at 18 yards now. Lion's, what, 10 feet long? What's a stride, 20 feet? He'd made about three jumps, and two firearms went off, Folkrot on the left and the guide on the right, the professional hunter on the right, and the lion died about, 15 feet from him. Very dramatic video. It was on Winchester Legends a couple of weeks ago. Talked to Dale about it. He said he would have liked to just, you know, backed out and let the lion expire, but hey, it happened. It is what it is. He knows he killed it with the bow, and everybody's happy. So we watched a big lion, too. Yep, big South African male lion. So, all right. Well, that's it. Varied and wide topics today. Another show in the can, so to speak. Is that right? I felt like I was in the can when I was doing part of the show. Yes, I did, Pat. Thank you. Anyway, another show in the...